This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated CG Semi state-of-the-art outsourced semiconductor assembly and test OSAT plant in Sanand, Gujarat. The event was attended by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel along with global tech leaders. Addressing a large gathering, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that this development is the next step in India's massive electronics revolution, which has already established the country as the world's second largest mobile manufacturer. He stated that the CG Semi OSAT facility in Sanand will not only strengthen the domestic chip manufacturing ecosystem, but also boost technological self-reliance and elevate India's position in the global semiconductor value chain.
सीजी सेमी का ये प्लांट भारत जापान और थाईलैंड के हमारे इंडस्ट्री पार्टनर्स के साझा प्रयासों का भी प्रतीक है ये केवल एक बिजनेस वेंचर नहीं है ये टेक्नोलॉजी भरोसे और साझेदारी का ऐसा मॉडल है जो भारत की सेमीकंडक्टर जर्नी को नई गति देने वाला है बीते सवा दो सालों में आप सभी ने स्क्रैच से स्केल तक इस पूरी फैसिलिटी को आकार दिया है आज हम इसके कमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन की शुरुआत कर रहे हैं मुझे बताया गया है कि अभी यहां से हर साल 20 करोड़ चिप्स निकलेगी
Addressing the occasion, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that India will have 5 operational semiconductor plants by the end of 2026. Highlighting the rapid progress of the sector, the minister noted that the Sanand facility transitioned from its groundbreaking ceremony to commercial production in just 27 months. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 1,05,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan, marking a major push to infrastructure, energy, transport and employment generation in the state. During his day-long visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport. Thereafter, he dedicated the country's most modern greenfield refinery cum petrochemical complex to the nation in Pachpadra in Balotra district. A greenfield refinery is an industrial processing plant built from scratch on undeveloped clean land. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted India's significant progress in manufacturing and technology, saying the country's defence exports have reached a record of over 38,000 crore rupees. Addressing an event organized by a private media organization in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said the sharp rise from 686 crore rupees in the financial year 2013-14 reflects an almost 57-fold increase and underlines growing global confidence in Make in India defense platforms. The defense minister said annual defense production has also touched an all-time high of over 1,78,000 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26, nearly three times the level recorded in 2014-15. The monsoon session of the parliament will commence on the 20th of this month. It will continue till 13th of next month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the session from 20th of July. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said the session will focus on meaningful debate, discussion and decisions on issues of national importance. A six-day state funeral of the former Supreme Leader, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, began in Tehran today, drawing hundreds of thousands of mourners who gathered to pay their final respects to Iran's late leader. Mourners offered prayers at the site of Khamenei's coffin, alongside those of his family members also killed in the airstrike. Senior Iranian leaders, military commanders and foreign dignitaries paid their respects to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei at Tehran's Grand Musalla. India was represented by Governor of Bihar, Lieutenant General Sayyid Asta Hasnain, and Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita. In men's cricket, India won the toss and elected to bat first against host England in the second T20 international of the five-match series. India won 9 for no loss in 1.2 overs at Old Trafford in Manchester when reports last came in. In FIFA World Cup, the round of 16 will start from today with Canada taking on Morocco in Houston, Texas tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.